All right, let's bring him in. Pat, I'm really upset. I'm very upset, Pat.
I have a couple of reasons that I think you're upset.
All right, let me go down the list. Yesterday was New York Day, right? So we leave Sharon, Connecticut at about 9:30. It's 60 degrees and spitting rain, all right? We get down to New York. Sun wound up to be 78 degrees. Absolute beautiful weather for about 2.5-3 hours. Get back in the car. Have decent weather up to about Brewster, and then it gets cloudy. And then, by the time we get to Sharon, it is a deluge. A deluge that lasted about 35 minutes. Thunder, lightning, but rain like Noah's Ark was going to come. So wait for the deluge to stop. Leave the town hall. Start going out, Sharon. Water is cascading down the hill from the green onto the road. Water is cascading down the road because it's a big hill that comes down into Sharon. So leaving Sharon, there was a river coming down Main Street, which was a good, I'll say, 6 inches to 8 inches deep. All right, get past that. I get to the Sharon-Salisbury town line. There's a very long, long, long hill. And what's on the side of that road? A huge hill that goes up and up and up and up and up. All the water from the rainfall is coming down the hill now. And on the road, there's a school bus that is stopped. The water literally in some locations is a foot deep. In others, it's like 5-6 inches deep. And I finally get home. And the stream out back is just a raging river. But on top of all that, Region 1 school officials sheltered kids in place for a tornado warning yesterday afternoon. Now, Pat, I want you to tell me, because I didn't see it anywhere, not on my any of my warnings. There was no tornado warning ever issued for Northwest Connecticut. Did you see anything like that?
There was too much going on late yesterday and last night to remember that. I think I saw at least 20 warnings.
We had watches. We had
all
watches
over the place.
Yeah, we had watches. We had tornado watches that were issued in the afternoon.
Right, till 11 o'clock last night.
Yeah, but no warnings.
But there were many warnings. Most of the warnings were concentrated in New York State and Pennsylvania. And our forecast, we indicated that if there was going to be anything severe, the best chance would be in New York State.
Well, anyways, they took the they sheltered the kids in place. If parents wanted to come pick up the kids, they could. If not, they held on to them. But it's very rare that a tornado watch will issue kids being sheltered in place in a school. I guess all's well that turns out well. Nobody got injured. The kids got picked up. There was some inconvenience, but so I guess it's better to be safe than sorry.
Well, that's really the motto of the story here. And the Severe Storm Prediction Center had it pegged. They had the area pegged to the T. And they had everybody at a slight risk yesterday. And then, of course, the watch was put out. And then it's up to the local Weather Service's office to put out tornado warnings. And we wouldn't have anything like that today. It will get sunny and it will get warm. And 75 to 80 today. Nice day. Today's the day you should have went to the city.
I got shirt sleeves on today. I got my polo shirt on today. Polo shirt.
Yeah, truthfully, Tuesdays of late have not been good.
They've been terrible Tuesdays.
Yeah, Tuesdays are terrible. Right, that's what we should call it, terrible Tuesdays. right, good thing. Then tonight, partly cloudy, mid-50s. Tomorrow, sun and clouds. It's going to get more humid again. Could there be a shower late in the day? Yes, but nothing like yesterday. Low 80s. Then by Friday, it's partly cloudy and cooler, 65 to 70. Sunny to partly cloudy Saturday, 70. By Sunday, it's going to be partly cloudy and more humid, going to 80, and about the same for Columbus Day on Monday.
Well, I can tell you this. This weekend, we have the Pine Plains Fall Festival on the 5th and 6th, the Salisbury Fall Festival on the 5th, 6th, and 7th. And your weather forecast looks like it's going to be spectacular for these festivals.
It shouldn't be bad at all. Yeah, it should be real good. We're in the home stretch with our movie production at the lake, so I'm happy about that, that the weather will cooperate, because, you know, my thinking is I still have a problem with the following weekend, which is, of course, the 13th, 14th. That's the weekend that I'm planning on going up to close up, and I just don't like what I see on the weather maps.
What do you see for it?
Well, I'm seeing tropical, at least a couple of tropical systems coming into the southern United States, whether it be Florida or the Gulf states, and a front coming down from the northwest, and the two combining over us for next weekend. And I don't like it, so...
That'd be a lot of rain. That'd be a lot of rain.
That would be a lot of rain, right? And, you know...
Just what we
need. And then it starts getting too late, because on the 20th, I have to go to Long Island. And then, of course, the 27th is that's going to be a big Halloween weekend, because Halloween is on a Wednesday. So a lot of people are probably going to have parties on the 27th and 28th. I'd rather not travel that weekend. But we'll see. Counting my chickens before they hatch. Other than that, it was a very busy last night. I did get to watch the first hour of Dancing with the Stars, I have to admit. There were some dancers that were just incredibly good. Second week, and I was kind of shocked. But I could not stay up beyond 10 o'clock, because it was on till 10. So, I mean, I made it up till about 9, and then that was it. So it was a very, very busy late yesterday and last night. And now today, it won't be as busy, and I'm happy about that.
So now, not this weekend, but next weekend, we could get a lot of rain. And we've had so much rain now, Pat. There's no place for it to go. It hits the ground and it runs off.
Right.
It just runs off. That's why we've had all these flash flooding things.
Is correct. That's part of the problem now. Right. Exactly. And you don't necessarily need a lot. Down here in the Lower Hudson Valley, we picked up an inch and a half of rain in an hour.
It was easy, an inch to 2 inches that we got in about 45 minutes here, easily, very easily.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
It's been a very, very interesting late summer and early fall. There's no doubt about it. As we speak right now, I am looking at the new GFS model to see if it is easily consistent with the earlier run. So at this point right now, I am up to Thursday, October 12th, which is it Thursday, October 12th? I'm sorry, Thursday, October 11th.
Yeah.
And at that point, this model is showing a tropical system on the west coast of Florida. If I go a little bit further than that, to Friday the 12th, they have it into the Gulf of Mexico. And then, this is what I mean about this model. Then by Saturday in the afternoon, they have it right along the Gulf Coast with rain streaking as far north as Washington and Baltimore. This is, folks, we're going way ahead.
Yeah.
This is Saturday the 13th. I dare look at the next one. That's what I figured. Sunday the 14th. That system merges with a cold front. It is raining up and down the East Coast. Some of the rain heavy, if this model is correct. And it doesn't move out until Monday, October 15th. So the model's been insisted on it. And I have a feeling, this time I have a feeling it's right. So if anything, I may have to try to get up there like on a Saturday. And try to get all the outside done on Saturday. And if it doesn't get too bad, stay Saturday night, come back Sunday. But if it gets bad Saturday night, then I'll just come back Saturday night. So that'll be next week.
Sorry.
It's not like I have a terrible amount of work to do up there. But unlike other people, we have a screened-in porch.
Yeah.
Most of the cabins up there do not. They have decks, open decks. And we still don't understand why, because you're on a lake, and it's buggy. Why don't you? Why didn't you ever have that screened in? Because we're one of the few. So our floor, when it was put down, was mahogany wood. And I can't allow water or snow to accumulate on there during the wintertime or it's going to get ruined, even though it's a hardy wood. So that's why I cover up the outside of the screen porch. So that's a little project in itself. And then, of course, I have to bring in the kayak, bring in the rowboats, bring in all the solar lights, and lock everything up. You know, make sure there's, you know, it's spotlessly clean. There's no crumbs or food around or anything like that. And lock everything up and then go home. So I could probably do it in a day. And if I have to, I will.
Are you going to do the mice prevention thing again?
Yeah, I bought more stuff. Because as you remember, last year it worked great.
And
we found nothing. And then, of course, we saw two of them run. Remember, we were up there like a couple of weeks. And all of a sudden, we saw two of them running across the top. But meanwhile, there was not even a trace anywhere.
And remind the people what you do and that it worked to keep the mice out of your cabin last winter.
Well, the last year, what we did is we bought these little bags of stuff that actually smell nice, but not to the mice. And we put peppermint oil on little cotton balls and we throw them all around. They just do not like the smell of the peppermint. And now they came out. Somebody must have listened to us, Marshall. Now they came out with these bags that have peppermint on them, and you put the bags all around, and they've also come out with a peppermint spray to use. So I bought that too, and I will do that this year and spray the whole place down. Don't forget, I also had my contractor stuff every hole that he could possibly find at the beginning of the summer.
And it all added up to a successful winter.
Well, let's add hopefully another one this year. But I would feel a lot better if I could just knock that thing down and build a new one.
But you can't.
Well, I can knock it down and build a new one. I just need the money. That's a problem, Marshall.
Well, here's what you do with that. Just hold on to it until you don't want to be there anymore. Then sell it for some big bucks.
And go to the island.
What'd you pay for it again?
Well, initially it was $1,000.
Okay.
And then when I had to buy the land, I had to come up with 26.
So let's say you've put $5,000, $6,000 into it over the years, right? You figure,
right?
You know, you're eventually going to make a ton of money back on it.
I don't think it would go for too much more than like $85 right now.
$8,500?
No, $85,000.
Yeah. A $6,000. How many people would love to turn a $6,000 investment into $85,000 after enjoying the investment for many years?
Well, that's true, but don't forget it was 26 and a 27, and like you said, if I put at least five into it, so you're looking at what 32,000. Let's say 35,000, and if I make 85, I get 50,000 profit, right? Like you said, after 40 something years of enjoying it.
That's not bad. Okay. I'll speak to you tomorrow, Mr. Moneybags.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye, Roger.
Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning with a check on the tri-state forecast.